You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And I wish some of your dozy mates in the media had got a fix on their job and started being reporters and journalists, not editorialists and analysts, which they're not qualified to do. Prison company accepted, of course.
The Wire.
And now, James, you want to talk to us about MMP?
Yes. So as part of some coverage on making sure that you, as our listeners, understand what you're getting into when you go to vote, last week we looked at the referendums, and this week we're going to look at the MMP system. With 16 days now until New Zealanders vote, there is a lot of new voters who have turned 18 since the last election, including myself, as well as those who are deciding to vote for the first time. And it feels somewhat ironic that I'm the one who is doing this report. However, having talked to many others who are voting for the first time this year, there is some confusion on what you are actually ticking boxes for and writing when we go to vote. So currently in the New Zealand Parliament, there are 120 sitting MPs, which is what we vote for. For someone running to get into Parliament, they can get in by two ways, either by representing their electorate or getting in as a list MP as part of their political party. So when you go to vote, there are four things you will decide on. Firstly is the party vote, which puts your vote towards a party which you want to represent you in Parliament. Then there is the electorate vote, which puts your vote towards a candidate which you want to represent the area which you live in. And then there are the two referendums which we covered last week. However, just because you have voted for a party or a candidate does not mean that they will be in Parliament or that party will be in Parliament. For a party to be present in Parliament, they can either win 5% of the party vote, which is 5% of everyone who votes in our election. If they get 5%, they will have presence in Parliament, or they can win an electorate seat. In our last term of government, we saw that both the Green Party and New Zealand First hit above 5%, however won none of their electorate seats, while the ACT Party won the Epsom electorate, making David Seymour their lone representative. However, they did not hit 5%, while National and Labour both had a mix of getting large party votes and having some electorate votes as well. Now, in Parliament, there are 71 electorate seats, which cover the whole country, with the rest of the seats being list MPs. When Parliament is formed, these list seats are used to make sure that the Parliament is proportional to the number of party votes each party has received if they have hit this 5% threshold or have an electorate seat. It is important to remember and consider that unlike other countries around the world, New Zealand does not have a first-past-the-post system. This system is based off the idea that whoever has the most votes wins. Now, in New Zealand, just because you have the most votes does not mean that you will govern. Instead, parties can either form coalitions or confidence and supply agreements. By forming a coalition, two or more parties will join forces to form a government, which is what we've seen in the last 3 years. While National had the most votes last election, which would have won in the first-past-the-post system, Labour, Greens and New Zealand First managed to form a coalition which had the majority of seats in Parliament. Under an MMP, we've not yet seen a political party govern alone with a majority government in the first-past-the-post system. However, we have seen minority governments formed with confidence and supply agreements being made, one of those being John Key's government in the 2014 election. So as we build up to the election day, if you're wanting to make sure you know what you're voting for and make sure you do your research, not only look at what particular parties stand for, but also your local MPs, because some of your local MPs will be standing for particular issues or be spokespersons on particular issues that you might be interested in. Yeah. So look not only at what particular parties are standing for, but your local MPs. And if you go to the elections website, it also covers everything that I've talked about today. And if you need a refresh or want a visual form on how it all works, it's all there. Go vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.